Houston this morning. Roland Martin, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Tom. If you thought your New Year's resolution was for Congress to behave like adults in 2013 and not like children in 2012, well, it did not last even 2 hours. The fiscal cliff drama was so absolutely crazy that after the bill was passed last night, President Barack Obama signed the bill, held a news conference, dropped the mic, and hopped on his helicopter and went back to Hawaii. Just amazing what we've seen out of Washington, D.C. Joining us right now is a man who has been on television nonstop, breaking it all down, my homeboy from CNN, Ali Velshi. Ali, good morning.
Good morning to you, Roland. Good morning, Tom and team.
I'm surprised you still got a voice, Ali. So we actually have a deal. Explain to our listeners, what does it mean for the average person out there who is not a political junkie in the nation's capital?
All right. What it means is that individuals who make over $400,000 a year, or couples who make over $450,000 a year, will see their taxes go back to what they were before the Bush-era tax cuts. So the top tax rate on every dollar you make above $400,000 will be taxed at 39.6%. That's a 4.6% increase. If you don't make up to $400,000 or $450,000 as a couple, your income taxes stay the same. But everybody's payroll tax goes up. You had a 2% discount on your payroll tax for the last couple of years. So your first paycheck, you'll see 2% more come out. That's gone. If you were on federal unemployment insurance, that expired on December 29th. It has now been extended for 1 year. If you make more than $230,000, you'll see some of your tax deductions capped. Those are the main things. If you're giving money to your kids, you have an exemption of $5 million that you can give them. After that, your estate is taxed. Things like that. Mostly everything stays the same. The main difference is that income tax change. They haven't dealt with anything else in the budget, in the sequester, all those spending cuts. That all gets put down the road for about 2 months. So we're going to have this debate again in 2 months. Didn't deal with the debt ceiling, which we've hit. We're going to have that debate within the month. But taxes don't go up for 98%, almost 99% of Americans.
Now, Ali, all the folks on the left are all upset, angry, said the White House gave away too much, the president, he cratered. But also, you also had the extension of earned income tax credit. You also had the college opportunity tax credit as well.
Yeah, really the biggest thing that a lot of liberals and progressives are upset about is that the exemption for going back to the Bush tax rates was as high as $400,000 for an individual, $450,000 for a couple. They wanted it to stay lower. They felt that the top 2% should pay higher taxes. But, Roland, that's a compromise. That's a negotiation, an art that seems to be largely lost in Washington. So that's what the administration had to give up. The bigger fight is going to be in the next couple of months when they start talking about the cuts, because that fight's not over. Now that the tax fight is out of the way, everybody's attention is going to be spent on how do you cut, and that's where the White House is going to dig in a little more. That's going to be a tough and complicated fight.
Okay, let me see if I understand this correctly. So if you make like $50,000 to $75,000,
yep,
don't worry about this.
Well, correct.
But
everything's good.
But your payroll tax is...
The payroll, yeah, you're going to pay 2% more. The percentage you were paying for Social Security and things like that was 6.2%, mm-hmm. went down to 4.2 for a couple of years. It goes back to 6.2 immediately. So you're going to feel 2% more.
If you make $50,000 to $75,000, they're going to take a little more out of your check.
That they were taking years ago.
And that is correct. That is correct. So it's a reverse raise you're getting.
Right. So you got this for the last couple of years, and now it goes back
raise.
Up.
Reverse raise.
But again,
that's
for political
speak.
For the folks who are making $400,000 or more, their taxes are going to go up about 4%. Their income tax go about 4%. That's what the big fight is all about.
That's right.
And then 2 months down the road, we start talking about spending.
We're going to have
cuts.
A huge battle.
Book me in for 2 months from now. That morning,
because it's going to be a huge battle.
And I'm wearing my best for you guys.
Oh, yay!
Ali Velshi in the vest.
We love
Ali,
that.
We appreciate it, man. Thanks so much. Rest that voice.
Pleasure.
All right.